It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hi, I'm April Sprintz. I'm the author of Magic Blue Rocks, The Secret to Doing Anything. And I am on a mission to help people realize that even those things that they think are impossible are absolutely possible. The most important thing for readers to learn from my book is to cultivate self-belief. I think that when you don't believe in yourself, you limit all of the different things that you can do in the world. And a lot of times people say, oh, you have to believe in yourself. But then they don't give a roadmap for, well, how do I do that? What if belief isn't something that comes naturally to me? What if everyone else who's doing it is special or smarter or more qualified? This takes you step by step through stories that I went through in my own life to show you that I am not smarter or more special than you are, but I was able to do things that people told me over and over again would never be possible. And using both those anecdotal stories and a couple of failures, I'm able to show you how you can cultivate that belief within yourself and how simple it really is to be the person you always wanted to be. My most important advice for authors is that the first draft that you write is not really going to be good. So if you're waiting for what you put down on paper to just amaze you and excite you and match up with that vision that you have in your head, it's not going to happen. Books become good in the editing. So if it's decent, if you're not cringing too hard, you probably have a fantastic book on your hands. So don't be so hard on yourself. Get it in an editor's hands and watch how it transforms into the one that you dreamed about. A second piece of advice that you may not want to hear, but you'll be so glad that you did, is that writing your book and getting it out into the world is just the first step. You aren't done. Make sure you don't do yourself the disservice of not promoting your book. Ask your friends, ask your family, get people to give you reviews. Talk about it nonstop. When you are sick of talking about your book, then people are just starting to hear about it. So keep in mind that the start of the journey is getting it published, and then the rest of the journey is telling all the people it can help that it exists. My favorite part of creating my audiobook with Twin Flame Studios is going to be different than anyone else's, because I'll be candid and say creative work is really hard for me, because when I really want to put something out there to help someone, I pour so much of myself into it. It can be a really exhausting journey. And my favorite part of working with Twin Flames ties in with this, because I wanted so much for every person who got a chance to read and listen to Magic Blue Rocks to have every format they would want to have the day it published. In traditional publishing, that's a big no-no, but to me, that omni-channel approach was so important. So being able to work with them and quickly get everything together in such a professional manner so I could read it myself, and if you wanted to hear my own voice telling you that I believe in you and all the ways to help you believe in yourself on day one, you could do it. That to me was priceless.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more, and visit us at twinflamestudios.com.